Hi, welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
Run! I'm a big monster and you should be scared of me.
Oh, you don't scare me at all. You're not even that big.
Well, I'm bigger than most people, but
yes, you
unfortunately
are.
That doesn't scare a lot of people. But if you really want to scare people, you probably should be as big as one of these terror birds, which stood about 10 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
That's even taller than Yao Ming. And you might also be one of these really huge creatures that lived in the oceans millions of years ago. They were probably pretty scary, too. You certainly wouldn't want to be swimming at a beach and be attacked by one of those.
No. In fact, one nightmare I've had since I was a kid was being eaten by a crocodile or an alligator.
Ugh.
And this is even bigger than a crocodile or alligator. Its jaw is 6 feet wide.
Ooh.
Yeah, I can eat a lot of meat at one time. I just don't want to be inside a crocodile or an alligator, and, you know, so I stay away from those places.
Well, I suppose the good thing about being eaten by a creature with a 6-foot jaw would be it would be over quickly, right?
Ooh.
I mean, they would swallow you right then.
You're gone.
You would be dead in just 2 seconds. But if you were attacked by an alligator, it takes a while for them to chew you up, so you'd have to suffer in great pain for a very long time. So.
Or they just, you know, maybe chomp off your arm or leg and you're stuck like that,
and
bleeding to death.
You know what alligators are like. Of course, they do that on purpose just to make it worse for you, so they'll let you sit there and bleed to death.
They're mean.
They are mean creatures.
Well, we do make alligator boots out of their skin, so I guess they're getting back at humans.
Yeah, what goes around comes around, so I suppose we better learn our lessons there. So be careful the next time you're down in southern Florida. I guess they have all sorts of those wild creatures there.
Uh-huh.
But what they probably don't have is something called the mosasaur, which we'll be talking about today. It's a dinosaur that's now extinct, but at one time in the past, it lived in the oceans, and it was the terror of the deep, even worse than the great white shark. Okay, everybody, let's begin our lesson right now and read through the content of today's lesson, and then we'll come back to discuss it. The Monster Resurrected series continues with a look at one of the most terrifying beasts in our planet's history, the awesome Mosasaur, a 45-foot-long aquatic reptile with 6-foot jaws and a flat crocodile-like tail. Tyrannosaurus, T-Rex, may have been supreme on land 85 million years ago, but the Mosasaurs ruled the seas, which at that time covered 85% of the Earth's surface. They are sometimes described as the T-Rex of the deep. The Mosasaur's jaw and tail were deadly weapons used not only to hunt, but to battle their rivals, giant sharks bigger than today's great white, and 40-foot plesiosaurs, huge marine reptiles with long, snake-like necks. While the jaws of the Mosasaur were as large as those of a T-Rex, they were even more fearsome because of an extra set of teeth on the roof of the mouth. This unique adaptation prevented captured prey from escaping and forced the unfortunate victim mercilessly down the carnivore's throat. To test the effect of the Mosasaur's jaws, the Discovery researchers built a life-size replica. It demonstrates that a mosasaur could eat 500 pounds of meat in just 20 seconds by tearing off 4-foot chunks of large animals or swallowing smaller prey in one gulp. The mosasaur was the ultimate predator. No other creature could defeat it. What then ended its reign? The same disaster that spelled doom for the dinosaurs. The impact of a massive asteroid that filled the atmosphere with debris blocked out the sun and wiped out the Mosasaur's food chain. In upcoming episodes, Monster Resurrected investigates more of prehistory's most terrifying predators. Every show is a detective story you wouldn't want to miss out.
Now, we talked about in our previous program, episode 1 that focuses on the terror bird, Well, Monster Resurrected continues with a different episode, and this time they are focusing in on one of the most terrifying beasts in our planet's history. Now, this one does sound really scary to me. Even more scary than the terror bird. It's an awesome mosasaur. Awesome here doesn't mean cool, really great, like Americans would use, and they'd say, oh, it's awesome, it's so cool. No, awesome here means really impressive, something that maybe gives you a lot of worry. You respect it because you're not sure how big and dangerous it might be. It's awesome. It's huge. Well, this is an awesome monster we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm, right. It's kind of interesting. A word that's similar to this, awful, has the same first letters, right? Awful, but it doesn't mean full of awe. It means really, really terrible, like awful food, for example. But here we're talking about the awesome mosasaur, a really huge aquatic reptile. It's 45 feet long. Now, a reptile, of course, is a creature that crawls on its belly, like a crocodile or an alligator. And if you say it's aquatic, that means it lives in the ocean. Americans will say aquatic. If you go to England, they'll say aquatic. It's a different pronunciation. But here, it's an aquatic reptile, or at least it was. It had 6-foot jaws, and it had a flat crocodile-like tail. So its jaws were really huge, so you wouldn't want to get caught in those.
Now, one of the most famous dinosaurs ever, this is the first one I learned about, is the Tyrannosaurus Rex. We call it the T-Rex for short. I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of those dinosaur names are really long and hard to pronounce. They're hard for Americans to pronounce, too.
Or anybody, for that matter. It's all Latin.
It's weird. Well, the T-Rex may have been supreme on land 85 million years ago. If you're supreme, you are the person with the highest amount of power. You have a position of importance or influence. You'll often hear Americans talk about their Supreme Court. Actually, other countries have Supreme Courts, too. I know Brazil's Supreme Court was in the news. Well, they reigned supreme on land 85 million years ago. But they're not water animals or aquatic, are they? Now, the mosasaurs actually are aquatic, and they ruled the seas, so they were supreme there. And at that time in history, 85% of the earth was covered in water.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's more than today. And, of course, the mosasaurus and the T-Rexes probably did not meet because of that difference. Although, if a T-Rex was dumb enough to, like, wade in the water a little ways to cool off or something, it may have been chomped down by a mosasaur. But I don't think that happened too often. But, again, we're talking about the mosasaurs ruling the seas at that time. And again, they're sometimes described as the T-Rex of the deep. The deep here just refers to the ocean or deep places on the earth. Well, the mosasaur's jaw and tail were deadly weapons, and they were used for a couple of reasons, okay, the jaw and the tail. They were used not only to hunt, but also to fight or battle their rivals. Okay, so of course they would use these weapons to find and kill food, right? But of course they had rivals, they had competition, other animals that wanted to eat those fish and stuff in the oceans too. So they'd probably fight over a school of plankton or something like that. So these were their rivals, and they used these weapons to battle them.
Yeah, some of their rivals included giant sharks that back then were even bigger than today's great white shark, which is really big. And then there was the 40-foot plesiosaurs, which are huge marine reptiles that existed long ago. They had long, snake-like necks, so these were two of their biggest rivals.
Right, marine here just means having to do with the ocean. M-A-R, mar, is ocean or sea in Latin. It's also sea and ocean in Spanish as well. So marine reptiles, of course, these were huge animals that lived in the ocean, and they were bigger than white sharks or great white sharks, which, of course, are the most terrifying sharks in the oceans today. Although they're not the largest sharks, I think the whale shark is larger, but whale sharks are very gentle. They wouldn't hurt a flea.
They're kind.
They are very kind and gentle animals. And, of course, we're talking about these plesiosaurs again in the ocean with long snake-like necks. So they had necks that were similar to the bodies of snakes.
I wanted to mention, we'll often use a similar word to marine, which is marina. Mm-hmm. A lot of boats will park in a marina or dock. They don't park, they dock. But when I was in Arizona, we'd take vacations to California and go to the marina there and shop along the coast. It was beautiful.
Is that Marina del Mar?
Yes, one of the marinas that exists out there.
There are probably plenty in the L.A. area.
Oh, yeah. Yes, California has plenty.
Mm-hmm. They love their boats there. But again, we're talking about things having to do with the sea here. So we use the adjective here, marine. Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of the first part of our lesson. Right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll come back to continue.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 昨天我们介绍了 the terror bird. 今天要介绍的这个动物叫做苍龙，英文称之为 mosasaur. 这里描述它的外观 a 45-foot-long aquatic reptile with 6-foot jaws,and a flat crocodile-like tail. 它是一种45英尺长的水生爬虫类，还有6英尺的上下颚，还有扁平而且像是鳄鱼一般的尾巴，这样看起来是相当的骇人的。而在第二段则是提到 Tyrannosaurus may have been supreme on land 85 million years ago, but the mosasaurs ruled the seas.在当时，也就是8500万年以前呢，陆地上呢，大概最了不起、至高无上的动物就是暴龙了，简称为 T-Rex。而当时呢，统御海洋的则是属苍龙。在这里，我们看一下形容词 supreme 解释成为最重要的或者是最强的。我们常常听到所谓的最高法院。就可以称之为 the Supreme Court， 它也可以解释成为极度的、极大的。某些人对某些事物有着极大的信心，我们就可以说 Supreme Confidence。而苍龙正是统御海洋当时最了不起的动物了。后面接着提到 ，the mosasaur's jaw and tail were deadly weapons used not only to hunt but to battle their rivals。这里讲到苍龙的这上下颚以及尾巴正是它致命的武器 used to hunt， 也就是呢这样子的武器被用来不仅可以猎捕猎物，也可以跟他们的敌人战争。
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Monster Resurrected and the Mosasaur.
Let's continue with our lesson now. Again, we're talking about the mosasaur, which was considered the T-Rex of the deep during the time of the dinosaurs. Okay, now let's go on to the third paragraph. While the jaws of the mosasaur were as large as those of a T-Rex, they were even more fearsome because they had an extra set of teeth on the roof of the mouth. If that isn't bad enough. Okay, now, of course, we have jaws.Which are the bones at the bottom of your skull where your teeth are. So the jaws of the mosasaur were actually as large as those as the T-Rex. But the jaws of the mosasaur were even more scary, more fearsome. And why is that? Well, because they had an extra set of teeth on the roof of the mouth. So that meant that if you got bitten by a mosasaur instead of a T-Rex, you would feel twice as much pain.
Yeah, you'd just be chopped up in their mouth. That's really gross. It's kind of like being put into a blender and blended up into very small pieces. That's just really gross. So they had plenty of teeth to eat you with. I would not go near the water back then. Well, this unique adaptation prevented captured prey from escaping, and it also forced their victim down the carnivore's throat. Let's take a look at this.Now, when you adapt to a situation, you change so that you fit into that situation more easily and you can survive better. And adaptation, of course, is the noun form. So it's the process of changing something or somebody so they're more suitable for that situation. We often use adaptation to talk about films that have been changed from book form into a screenplay so that you can go see it in a different form, the screen adaptation of a novel. But here we're talking about how these animals actually changed over time. So that extra set of teeth was something that maybe didn't exist when they first were created. And then they got these extra teeth that were really quite horrible for their prey.
Right, exactly. So they had a little bit of a problem when they caught prey. Sometimes the prey would escape.
Uh-oh.
And so the Mosasaur appealed to God and said, "We don't like this. Can you give us another set of teeth?" So they were given another set of teeth, and therefore they were able to stop the prey from escaping. To escape means to get away, so that way they could keep their meal in their mouths. And this also forced the unfortunate victim to go mercilessly down the carnivore's throats. Ouch, that would have hurt. Now, mercy, of course, means you feel sorry for someone or you have feelings for somebody because they're in a bad situation. But if you're merciless, that means you don't care. And these carnivores or meat eaters, they were just interested in having a meal. They did not feel sorry for their prey at all. The winner takes it all, you know, so they're the predator. They get to eat and enjoy their meal. Who cares about my prey, how they feel? They probably didn't really have feelings anyway because they're just animals.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. But there are people out there that are also merciless. They're cruel. They don't show any kindness when perhaps they could. For example, you'll often hear a killer's described as being merciless if they kill children. I mean, who can kill a kid? I mean, that's craziness. But some of these people cease to have any feelings for anyone, and they're only concerned with satisfying themselves. Well, these animals just want to eat. So even though their prey are probably screaming in pain, they go ahead and just swallow the poor thing.
Mm-hmm. And of course, a carnivore is an animal that eats meat. A herbivore is one that eats only plants. Well, of course, the Discovery Channel is making these life-size replicas of these monsters, so they wanted to test the effect of the Mosasaur's jaws, so therefore they did build a life-size replica, just like they did with the terror bird that we talked about before. And this replica or this model demonstrates that a Mosasaur could eat 500 pounds of meat in just 20 seconds. Oh, that's a lot. My goodness, I would have trouble eating just one bite of a steak in 20 seconds. But here, this big monster could chomp down 500 pounds of meat in just 20 seconds. How do we know this? Well, this model or this replica has demonstrated this to us. It has shown us this. Just like a salesman might demonstrate a vacuum cleaner if he comes to your door.
Yeah, and the way this Mosasaur could do this was by tearing off 4-foot chunks of large animals. So they wouldn't swallow the large animals in one gulp. They would actually tear off chunks. A chunk is a large piece of something. For example, I had braces growing up, and I didn't want to bite into my sandwich because it got my braces dirty.
Oh, no.
So I would tear off a chunk of my sandwich and put it in my mouth to look like I was a nice petite girl eating a sandwich.
Did that actually decrease the amount of food you consumed because of your braces?
No.
Okay, so you still ate as much, but maybe it just took longer.
I was so skinny growing up, I could eat and eat and eat, and I never gained weight. It was nice.
My goodness, I was the same way. Why isn't that the case now? I just don't understand.
We change as we get older.
Right, we have to alter our eating habits, but I don't think the eating habits of the Mosasaur changed.
No.
They were hungry all the time, so they would rip up their prey. They would take these 4-foot chunks off of large animals and then swallow smaller prey in one gulp. A gulp here just means when you swallow something whole. It just describes the sound you make when you eat something whole. Gulp, gulp.
Now, the Mosasaur was described as being the ultimate or greatest predator. It really knew how to chase and capture other animals. No other creature could defeat it. Wow, it really was the champion, and that's why they called it supreme, just like the T-Rex on land. If you defeat something, you beat it. Usually you're in some sort of competition these days, and you win the victory over someone. Maybe you're in a game against them, you're playing against them, and you beat them, or maybe you're battling them in a war, and you defeat them. Well, no one could defeat this particular reptile.
Right, so it's a strange thing. Why did this creature's reign end?
Mm-hmm.
Rain here is not talking about water falling from the sky. It's talking about the period in which a leader or a king ruled or was the leader. The reign of Henry VIII in England, for example. Or the reign of Emperor Kangxi of China. Well, here, why did the reign or period of dominance of this creature end? Well, the same disaster that spelled doom for the dinosaurs is the answer for that. And, of course, most of us know this story. There was an impact of a massive asteroid that hit in Chicxulub in Mexico, for example. Of course, it wasn't Mexico at the time, but that's where it is now. At least the crater is. And this impact or this collision filled the atmosphere with debris, rocks, dust, and stuff like that, which blocked off the sun, blocked it out, and as a result, the food chain of the mosasaur was wiped out. If something's wiped out, it's totally destroyed.
Or you could use the phrase to wipe somebody out, which means you feel really tired. You know, the heat in the summer here really wipes me out. I don't have any energy after I've been outside for a while. Well, there are more episodes that they've made with Monsters Resurrected by Discovery. And in upcoming episodes, they're going to investigate more of prehistory's most terrifying predators. These are just two examples. They've got other monsters to introduce or demonstrate to you how they must have lived long, long ago. Now, when you investigate something, you kind of check things out, look around for clues. Perhaps there's been a crime and you're trying to find out who committed the crime. So you look for footprints and fingerprints and DNA evidence, of course. Well, they're going to investigate some of these predators.
Mm-hmm, right, just like a detective will investigate a crime. And every show is a detective story, okay, just like Sherlock Holmes. And you wouldn't want to miss out. To miss out means to not experience something that other people are, and it's usually something great. For example, maybe an exciting basketball game. You don't want to miss out. We're going to be playing our rivals tonight. It's going to be really, really exciting. Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our explanation about the Mosasaur. So right now we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll come back to say goodbye.
接着呢，我们要继续介绍苍龙他们可怕的武器。它比较特别的呢，正是因为在它嘴巴的上方呢，有一排多出来的牙齿。An extra set of teeth on the roof of the mouth 正是造成它们在猎捕食物上面的特色。后面提到 This unique adaptation prevented captured prey from escaping and forced the unfortunate victim mercilessly down the carnivore's throat. 这一排牙齿呢，正可以预防被捕捉到的猎物呢逃跑。有没有看到 prevent from 则是有预防阻止怎么样的事情发生，同时呢还可以呢迫使这些不幸的罹难者只好被残忍的吞下到这个食肉性动物的喉咙里面了。而这正是一切演化所产生出来的适应力，我们就用到名词 adaptation。 我们常常讲到到一个新环境常常会对环境适应不良，就可以说 poor adaptation to one's surroundings。 后面继续提到 It demonstrates that a mosasaur could eat 500 pounds of meat in just 20 secondsby tearing off 4-foot chunks of large animals or swallowing smaller prey in one gulp. 科学家所制造出来苍龙的模型则证明了呢它吃的速度有多快，同时它是如何撕咬下大型猎物的身上的肉。最后两段还提到，那么我们就要接着探讨苍龙又是怎么样灭绝的呢？What then ended its reign? 这里的 reign 呢，指的就是它的盛行期或者是统治期。The same disaster that spelled doom for the dinosaurs. 其实呢，这个原因也是同样一个造成恐龙灭绝的原因。后面呢，我们用冒号来说明 The impact of a massive asteroid that filled the atmosphere with debris blocked out the sun and wiped out the Mosasaur's food chain. 正是因为呢，巨大行星的撞击的效果呢，使得大气充满了行星的碎片以及灰尘的微粒 debris， 同时呢，则是阻挡了太阳，也就彻底消灭了苍龙的食物链。在这里的 wipe out 则是有彻底消灭的意思。To wipe out world hunger 则是要彻底解决全球饥饿的问题。而这一句前面的片语 spell doom for something 则是指使这样的事情结束或者是死亡。所以有机会的话，同学可以参考这样子的一个节目 Monster Resurrected。Every show is a detective story you wouldn't want to miss out. 因为呢，在看节目的同时，你会发现每一集都像在看侦探故事一样，你绝对不会想要错过的。
Well, that's it for our Monster Resurrected unit. It's kind of a fun one. And if you love dinosaurs, this should be a real treat for you, this discovery series, Monster Resurrected. Again, we've just talked about two of the monsters. There are many more to come.
There are many more to come, and you can join us with the Discovery Channel in our magazine every month. So check it out, and thank you for joining us for English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie. Goodbye. Bye.